Perfect. Yeah, what is up, everybody? Your boy E-Man from the Average Joe Sports Talk Podcast. Cricket from sportspicks.com joining me again for another edition of the Unscripted Sportscast. What is up, Cricket? How you doing, my guy?
I'm good, brother, man. It's like Christmas for me right now, man. March Madness popping off. We had the bracket release last night. I think we're going to fill one of them things out here in a little bit. So, yeah, man, it's good for me. Good time of year right now, sir.
I know right now this is like tax season for you, my friend.
Absolutely, you know, man. Stay busy, daylight to dark, brother.
People want refunds and they want a good accountant. They also want to get that refund from them bets. You know what I'm saying? So they need that That's good right. individual like yourself where they could go to for them picks. So you know Absolutely. How it is, bro. And now before we move in real quick, we still have to do a little football because last week, you know, I had to take the week off. I had a couple of issues to take care of and we didn't really talk about the free agency, but I just wanted to hit like one tiny bit of it, right?
Well, real quick, man. I was rude, sir. I was rude. I didn't ask. Yeah. How are you doing, sir? How is everything in your world?
It's good, but busy. You know, like I told you, my wife is actually on a girl's trip with her sister and her mother. Okay. Her mother treated both of them to Europe. So they're out there partying. I'm glad. Shout out to my father-in-law, Kenny. He's here helping me out with the kids while I work and stuff like that. So I've just been busy like crazy with work and all that good stuff. You know how that is, man.
In-laws can be the real MVPs, can't they, man? Grandparents and stuff, they're big time, bro.
Absolutely, dude. I'm fortunate to have three of them still alive, which is great. You know what I mean? So that's pretty good. So yeah, man, you know, but you're still rocking it, bro. You know how it is, man. I did a nice little cigars and sports this Friday with me and Jim, you know, kind of burned the blazers out of it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Truth bombs. But one thing I want to take your take on, right, before we move on to the brackets, because this is what everybody's probably going to join to see. They want to see us do this bracket busting over here. Okay. And let me ask you a question and just a little bit of NFL because I always got to get your take on the NFL, man. Is it me or the Steelers probably had the best offseason free agency wise than anybody out there without really spending a lot of money or signing any big names than anybody you've seen in quite a long time?
Man, their free agency is a lot like their style of play, man. Mm-hmm. We see them grind it out to a 10-7 record last mm-hmm. year, you know, getting the playoffs there. Kind of like what they've done in free agency, man. They've kind of grinded it out with some guys a lot of people maybe giving up on. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of these cats at a discount. And the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson thing is kind of – it's intriguing to me. And mm-hmm. I don't hate what you're doing there, man. You know, if you bring Russell Wilson in there and he's just got the job, you telling me he got the job, you ain't got no reason for that man to really mm-hmm. get up and work coming into the season, you know. But you bring Justin Fields in there, and it's kind of the same token. You bring just Justin mm-hmm. Fields in there, maybe he's kind of upset. I don't know. I think that guy's going to have something to prove anyway.
Yep.
I think when you bring that guy in there to compete with Russell Wilson, best man wins the job, you're going to bring out the best in both of them, man, because they're going to be competing day in, day out through camp and all that stuff. I'm sure Mike Thomas, the type of guy, keeps it pretty close to the chest, probably won't release or even make a starter until it gets close. Because, I mean, it's not like either one of these guys is a heads and shoulders above the other. You know, they're mm-hmm. going to be competing all throughout camp for the starting job there. And then, I mean, I'm anxious to see what's going to happen to this thing because I do think it will push all of them to be a little better, man.
They got themselves an upgrade at quarterback with those two guys as opposed to what they have. When you think about Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and Mitchell Trubisky to go to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. No, he's gone. He's I think he signed with the Bills. He signed back with the Bills. No, Kenny Pickett, they traded Kenny Pickett. They traded Kenny Pickett over the weekend.
Where did they trade him to?
They traded Kenny Pickett to the Eagles.
Okay.
What's crazy is that this is how it happened, right? Russell signed. They trade for Russell. They pick up Russell right after they released him. It was Friday. And then all of a sudden, on Saturday, they pick him up. Then they drop Kenny Pickett. I think it was after Russell said, hey, I'm here signing the papers. Boom. And then they dropped the truth bomb on Justin Fields. For a 6th-round pick, a potential 4.
Man, that's
an upgrade. That's an upgrade. I don't care which way you call it.
I'm just saying, even if it's probably if he winds up getting the playing time, it's going to go to a 4th-round pick. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I still think it's a pretty good deal for that guy. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I've said it over and over. Everybody can call me a fool. You can tell me whatever you want to say.
No.
But I've seen Justin Fields get better since he got to the NFL. NFL is not easy to be a starting quarterback in, man. There's a lot of bad quarterback playing in the NFL. Justin Fields has gotten better each year out there. And I think this guy's headed in the right direction. Do I think he's ever going to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback and MVP and all this stuff? Probably not, man. Probably not. But I'm not going to sit and tell the guy he can't, because I see the guy working hard, busting his ass each year and getting better, man. He had the injury trouble with the thumb. That was an unfortunate injury this year. He's not like he's been a durable guy. He stayed on the field for the most part. I mean, that thumb injury, like I said, that's a freak thing. But this guy's gotten better, man. And I've hated that so many people have slighted this cat. I don't think we've seen the last Justin Fields yet. I'm not so sure. Like I said, I don't think he's going to be MVP or anything like that. But I'm not so sure Justin Fields can't win some football games, man.
For the price, they are return possible return investment is huge. You know what I mean?
And ceiling through the roof.
Which either guy right now, and I'm not a big Justin Fields fan because I think he's a hard worker, but he's not where he's supposed to be. And a lot of it has to do because I think they fucked this kid up in the Bears, right? You definitely had a comparable
franchise.
Clown show franchise. Yeah. And guess what? They just prove how much of a clown show franchise they are by doing this, by trading
sixth-round
pick. Exactly.
I'd have kept him. There ain't no way in hell I'm going to give that guy away for that kind of return right there. There's no way you can justify that to me. I don't care. Nope. I mean, you'd have to find like a future Hall of Famer or something in the fourth round for me to consider that a good trade for you.
Common sense, you let him start, you put Caleb behind him and let him get his, get his feet wet. Caleb is going to struggle in the NFL. There's something about that kid that you and I have been saying it. It's not all there. All right. No, and you give them all these weapons, which, by the way, they spend a lot of money. They spend a lot of, capital, draft capital, getting Keenan Allen and everybody else and their mother. However, you got guys that are injury prone. I mean,
why not give Justin Fields a chance with all these weapons you just added, man? All these guys, give Justin Fields a shot to throw to Keenan Allen. Is DJ Moore coming back?
DJ Moore's coming back.
DJ Moore's back. Okay. I mean, they just signed somebody. They just signed
another tight end. I mean, they have now
DeAndre Swift too.
Yeah, they got DeAndre Swift.
That's what I'm saying. Put Justin Fields in that offense, man. You bring Caleb Williams and you're going to wind up screwing up another quarterback because you're going to put a kid out there that ain't ready. The kid needs a dose of humble pie, too. He needs to go stand on the sideline holding an iPad for a little bit and change that attitude up a little bit. And then might show him something. You might get some work out of him. Now you're going to bring him in. You're going to make him the franchise quarterback from day one. He ain't going to have no reason to go out there and work and get better, man.
And this kid showed himself that he does have a little of a little of mental weakness when it comes to Caleb Williams.
So I think he's a pudding.
Yeah. I think so too.
I think he's a big old pudding.
Yep. Shout out to the Steelers though, man. I gotta give him credit.
Good move, bro. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think that Justin Fields is probably he should be the happiest man in football right now because you're going to get a chance to play some playoff football now, bro.
Yep. And you know what? It's a better overall scenario for Justin Fields and even Russell Wilson. I mean,
absolutely, man.
You put Russell Wilson's 26 touchdowns and 8 picks in that lineup this year, and they probably have a better chance of getting out of the first round of the playoffs.
That probably doubled last year's stats.
Yeah, exactly. I think he had as many touchdowns as Kenny Pickett had in 2 seasons or more. He had more touchdowns than Kenny Pickett had in 2 seasons, right? And less picks.
Really? And you start putting the rush yards in there, Justin Fields, whatever. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback, man. I think it's a great idea. At first, I was kind of like, this is ignorant. What are you doing? But now I'm kind of like looking, read between the lines. And I'm like, bro, you bring these guys in to compete. You ain't assuring nobody a starting job. And you've got them both there, and this guy's hungry with something to prove. Mm-hmm. You know this guy's a vet, a former MVP, Super Bowl MVP quarterback. You know, he's been in the big game. He's won it. So you know you want to push him. He ain't been pushed the last couple at Denver, man. He ain't pushed it all. They gave it to him and let him do his thing.
They got two Baker Mayfield scenarios right now, one with a veteran quarterback and one with a young quarterback who was a first-round pick. Something to prove. So something good is going to happen out of those two. You got to get a starting quarterback that's going to be really productive for that team.
They're both better than what you had.
Oh, my God. It's such an upgrade. Such an upgrade, baby. All right, let's get to the nitty-gritty, baby. March Madness is in the building. Hey, before I start, I want to give yourself a shout-out here, man, because in regards to all the contests you got going on, and we're going to I'm going to build a special bracket, but go ahead. Give us a shout-out. You got a lot of things going on.
Oh, man, we got
free money. Let's go.
Yeah, free. Yeah, we're just giving that stuff away, man. We got a plethora of free contests going on for the NCAA tournament, the March Madness bracket. We've got one over, and these are posted at sportspicks.locals.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @cricket1414. Cricket is spelled with 2 T's. It's rolling across the bottom down there. But it's all posted over there, the links to all these. But we got one at sportspicks.locals.com, and it's free to enter. We're going to pay one spot, but the winner will get a lifetime membership free to sportspicks.locals.com. That's about $450 to $500 a year over there, man. So you're going to get a lifetime subscription for free at Sports Picks in that one. Beautiful. Over at the our one for the morning show, the Sports Morning Espresso Shot. We have one for that as well. First place in that one will be $100. It is free to enter also. And then we're doing one for Smoke the Spread, our other show on That Damn Sports Network. And it's also free to enter. It's on runyourpool.com. And like I said, all the links are posted, but we have not decided what the prize is going to be on Smoke the Spread yet. But we'll get to y'all. I'll talk to them tomorrow. We got a show tomorrow evening. We'll figure out what that's going to be. But yeah, go get in those things, man. They're free. You can't win if you don't play. You got nothing to lose. Go hop in there, man. I think we're going to fill one out, ain't we, Elu?
Yeah, we got to fill the sports local here, my friend. You know, I gotta take your inside. I need all the inside help. This is like where the pros come to play, man. You know what I mean? I feel a little intimidated with all those guys in there. You know what I'm saying, bro? Guys like you, Bob. I mean, you got a lot of big wigs out here, man. So I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, man. It's a good one, man. There's a bunch of people already hopped in that thing.
Tell me, like 70. We got like 70 something people already in this bad boy.
Nothing, man. Last time I checked.
Yeah, nice. I am gonna go ahead also and I'm going to go ahead and share the links to all these right here because I got them all from your tweet and the description, not only for this video. So wherever you're watching, YouTube, Rumble, nice. You're going to go ahead and just come, you know, come watch, go to the description. After, as soon as we're done, I'm putting all down here so you could have access to every single link for all the tournaments, man, because you don't want to miss this. You definitely want to go ham on this. So
listen, man.
Let's start, bro, because we got to get busy here. Let's start with the East, man, all right? And I'm gonna go ahead and you know, we'll start little by little here. Let's ease ourselves into it. Connecticut and Stenson. I mean, that's just kind of like a no-brainer, right? This is chalk right here.
I believe that Stenson, there will be a win for Stenson if they can keep it within 30, man.
Yep. Okay. Then go ahead. Let's go with Stenson. We got
I think
Stenson.
The line is -26.5 in that one.
Okay.
And the bet is UConn, folks.
Absolutely. FAU and Northwestern, man. I see a lot of people picking Northwestern, regardless of you know, FAU making it to the Final Four last year. And I get it. You know what I mean, dude? FAU, Cinderella story. What do you think here, man? I'm going to go for FAU because I'm it's local. I mean, actually, I live 35 minutes away from there. My buddy graduated from there. I got a bunch of coworkers graduated from there. But what do you think? I'm gonna go with you on this one. I see people picking Northwestern.
This one, man, I think a lot of people, I didn't see great things in spots and close games out of that FAU team. This, you know, this is a team that made a run to the Final Four last year, surprisingly. Beat my Vols, eliminated my Vols last year.
Yeah, man.
But this was a good squad. I expect a lot more out of them coming back, man. They wound up kind of fizzling out down the stretch some there. I mean, still had a great season. Did not win the conference tournament. And I think a lot of people are still looking at Florida Atlantic as in this game as a team that's going to handle business. But I like this scrappy Northwestern team from the Big Ten, man. The line right now, the gambling line is -2.5 in favor of Florida Atlantic. But I like this Northwestern team. I've seen scrappy things. I think they played in a better conference in the Big Ten. The Big Ten is tough.
Yeah, they did.
And so I think they will be battle-tested. And I've seen this Florida Atlantic team when they got in tough spots and they got their back against the wall. I see them kind of falter and kind of buckle under the pressure. And I don't think this Northwestern team will. I think they'll keep the pressure on for most of the game. Haven't played some of that elite defense in the Big Ten. I like Northwestern in this game, man.
I got a lot of you, man. I picked a couple of Northwestern games this year, and I won both of them. So,
hey, man, they were good to me, man. I threw so much shade at that team before the college football season with Pat Fitzgerald got fired and all that stuff. And I had to eat them words, man. I wound up betting them. They were my – I thought that dude – that coach up there should have been a coach of the year in college football, man.
Okay.
Boy, he did after all that stuff. I'm a Northwestern fan, bro. Scrappy bunch of kids, man.
All right. San Diego State and UAB. I don't know, man. This one feels like an upset alert.
This should be an upset alert, man, but I think it's going to be a very popular pick. I think a lot of people, you know, you look at how many times everybody likes to look at how popular the upsets are, the 12-5 and all
12
that.
12-5, yeah. It's tradition, bro. It's tradition.
But three of the last eight tournaments, three of the last eight tournaments, all the five seeds won. So there actually was not. So more recently, there's more fives winning than 12s. I like to look at the 6-11s more for my upsets this time. I do have a couple 12s that I like. UAB would be on that list, but I think San Diego State will right this ship. I do think San Diego State will wind up being the team that comes out of this one. UAB's kind of on fire, and I may wind up rethinking that one. I think you can go either way in that one. It's probably going to be a close game. So you go with what you want to go with right there.
I like UAB on this one.
I don't hate it at all.
It's a 7-point difference in rankings. I don't know. I'm trying to do stupid math here.
And the gambling line's been moving the right way. I think it opened around 9 or something like that, and it's moved down to 7. So it's looking like Vegas is liking UAB too.
Oh, that's good. And you know what does Ari always say? You know, don't bet against the house, right?
Play with the people who got the big shiny buildings, man.
this one, I think it's pretty much chalk as well. I think it's Auburn. There should be no. I think there's another day for Yale over here, and it's not in the first round.
This Auburn team is poised to make a run, man. Last time they won the SEC tournament like they did the other day was 2019. They went on that season to make a run to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. I think you could see something very similar this year. And I like that Auburn team in that game.
What do you think of BYU and Duquesne? And is it 11-6?
I think that BYU has to be on upset alert big time in this one. Duquesne in the tournament for the first time in 47 years, man. Wow. Big time for Duquesne right there. I do like this one. I think that BYU, it depends on how they shoot, man. They're liable to shoot 33s and hit 50% of them. They're liable to shoot 33s and hit 15% of them. So it's all going to depend. Now, they have not traveled well. They haven't shot well in opposing gyms this year. So I'm actually rolling with Duquesne in this one, what I'm going to do. But you take the one you like, sir.
I'm gonna roll with this one on you. You know, I feel better about the other one. But I'm going to go. I was so iffy with BYU. I know a lot of people are picking BYU as chalk here. So I like Duquesne.
They're a team, if they get hot, man, they could seriously make a run to the Final Four because they shoot it. When they're on, they you can't score with them. But if they're off, man, they're dreadful.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's a team that – those are the teams that create the magic, right? In the in March Madness, so
they rely so heavily on the deep ball. That's the thing. They can't, if they're struggling from deep, they can't pound it in the paint and beat you that way and keep scoring points. They're just not efficient enough offensively. So if they're ever off from beyond the arc, they're not gonna win the game.
Gotcha. The next one I think is self-explanatory. I think Illinois should be able to. I saw some Illinois games this year, and I bet on Illinois a few times. I don't think Morehead State has a chance.
That's good Morehead State team. Been a good season, but I think they're gonna run into a buzzsaw on this one.
All right. What do you think about Drake and Washington? I think this is going to – how's that? This might be split, right? A lot of people like to do this 10-7, take the 10th sometimes. But I don't know. I think Washington State should be able to handle business. What do you think?
I think they should, man. That Drake team is playing well. That's one of the 10-7s are some of those make-or-break matchups for you in these things. And it's probably going to go about 50-50 most of the time. But I think it's a little bit in favor of the 7s there. But, I remember several 10s, if I remember correctly, a couple of 10s won last year as well. I think you pick either way you want to there. Washington State should handle it. They were ranked top 25 much of the season. I thought they'd be ranked higher than that, but Drake's playing well, man. That might be upset alert too. We'll see. I will go Washington State for Will and his Cougs, man.
Let's do that. All right. Iowa State, no doubt about it. I mean,
I like this Iowa State team, man.
They play defense, bro. They fucking play good D, man. All right, so this is the you want to do first rounds at a time or just go all the way down to the, I guess.
Let's do the first round. Let's do the first round, man. First round.
Let's go. All right. Let's go over here. Let's go to the next one here. Let me go ahead and I got my notes on another screenshot here. So it's like.
Oh, you're good, bro. You're good.
I'm trying to toggle here. All right. What do we got here? North Carolina. That's completely it's no brainer. Right.
This should have been the bracket that UConn was in. If UConn is the number one overall seed, this is the bracket they should have been in. In my opinion, this is the weakest bracket. You know, it probably means the national champion will wind up coming out of it or something. But this bracket, I think they did North Carolina some favors, saying they're the lowest ranked one seed, man. I know they got to go across the country. Yep. But it's a pretty good draw for North Carolina.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, you got Mississippi State and Michigan State. I mean, it's one of another ones that these 9-8s traditionally are also another one that's kind of a hit or miss. But I don't know. You think Mississippi State? I like Mississippi State's. A little bit here. What do you think?
I do Michigan? Like this Mississippi State team, and I think this Mississippi State team might be Sweet 16 bound. I think that they can give North Carolina some problems. They have a very good defense squad. I like Chris Jans, the head coach, man. Mm-hmm. He did make a run in this thing to the SEC championship game.
Okay.
So it was beat my balls real bad, man. It was ugly. Made us look real bad in that thing. And not the SEC championship game. They made it to the SEC semifinals. Excuse me, my bad. The semifinals. They were up on Florida, 18 points in that game.
I know.
Florida wound up coming all the way back. Sorry. Yeah, it's all run together, man. A lot of games last.
I know. Last week was crazy, dude. Last week was nuts, man. I get warmed up and actually watch like the last two games, right? Like the last four before the championship.
Yeah,
It's so much, bro.
It's a lot, man. Especially when you're doing three different sports: NBA, hockey, and all that stuff at the same time. But Mississippi State's playing well right now. Michigan State was fortunate to get in this tournament. A lot of people thought that there were other teams more deserving so than the Spartans, and maybe the Tom Izzo effect, maybe that's what got them in. But 9 seeds have won 13 of 20 meetings with number 8 seeds in the past 5 tournaments. So
it's wild, man. This is one of those that it doesn't matter how good the team is. Sometimes it's just the rule of the land here, man, when it comes to the 8th and 9th seeds matchups.
And you got to look at Sparty, man. Sparty could feel like they have a new lease on life, man. Thought they weren't going to get in that tournament, and maybe they're hyped up, so they could make a run. You never know. You can never count Tom Izzo out in March.
No, man, no. Tom Izzo is one of the goats, man. You know what I'm saying?
Because years like this, when everybody's counting him out, this is when he'll run to the Final Four. A couple years ago, man.
That's right. I remember. Now, I think this next 12-5 matchup here, Grand Canyon against St. Mary's, might be one of the 12s you were saying earlier that you kind of like. Is Grand Canyon one of them?
Man, I actually, you know, I could see, I think it'll be a popular pick. I love the Lopes, man. Love betting on the Lopes. Me and my boy Buku, we're all about Grand Canyon. They play in this little shoebox gym out there on their home campus. I mean, they'll shoot the lights out. We bet the over on the Lopes a lot. But St. Mary's is a good basketball team.
It is.
Good veteran basketball team. They're going to handle business. St. Mary's is a team that could make a Final Four run out of this bracket, especially as weak as I feel overall the bracket is. So I think St. Mary's gets it done here. Good season for the Lopes, though, man. Love the Lopes.
Okay. I'm not going to double up on the 12th seed on this one. I'm going to take the 5th seed. Like I did double up on the second one. Bama and Charleston, I think Bama, clear cut here.
This is actually one that I'm looking at, man.
Yeah,
this is actually I got the Tide on upset alert, man. It's been too inconsistent this year. They can score with the best of them. And 4 seeds have won 78.9% of the meetings with 13 seeds. But at least one 13 seed has beaten a number 4 seed in 27 of 38 tournaments, man.
Okay.
So at least one has won, and I'm looking at, and there's another one that should be on upset alert this year as well. But I think the Tide, man, with the inconsistency, this is a good Charleston team, won 27 basketball games this year. I think 27-7 won their conference to get in this thing. And they've been a solid squad that can really shoot the ball all year long. Got a veteran squad, got some guys been playing together for a few years. Those are the type of teams that can give these athletic teams trouble and teams like Alabama, especially if you find yourself in a hole early. You wind up pressing a little bit too much, and I've seen too much inconsistency out of Alabama, and I haven't seen the ability to come back when they get down big. So I actually love Charleston in this one.
They lost a lot of talent. You know what, man? I'm going to go with you at Charleston. You know, I disagree with you on the old one. I'm going to pick a high seed there. We're going to agree on one high seed.
There's going to be some that win. Yes, that's just exactly the reality. Every year we look at this bracket, and we're like, no way they can beat them. No way. Like last year, Princeton, no way they beat Arizona. No way they beat Arizona as the 15th seed. I wish I'd have bet that money line.
You know what I'm liking here? The next matchup, Clemson, New Mexico. I think New Mexico can pull it off in the first round.
I like it, bro. I like it. All right, my guy, CU, that comes over the morning show and then comes in and smoke the spready. That's just Clemson Tigers, man. But he's even rooting against him. He can't stand that head coach, man. He's ready for that man to get fired. And they were another one. Kind of, I think they had a good body of work early in the season, man. They really kind of fizzled down the stretch. And they were fortunate enough they did enough early on to get them in this thing. But I think New Mexico's going to end it for him, man.
I think New Mexico, I have a feeling, man. I mean, the next one, Baylor and Colgate, it's no contest for me, bro. I mean, it's I think
Colgate, I like that Baylor team.
Yeah, Baylor team. The Baylor team looks like, those underrated, good season. I bet on them a few times this year as well. And I think Baylor, like you said, is anybody that gets hot, it's going to have a lot of favorable matchups when you look at the second round, right? You know, 13 and 15, a lot of potential upsets here. They should be able to kind of make a nice little run here. So I like Baylor. I think Baylor shouldn't have a problem with Colgate.
I agree, sir.
What about the Dayton Flyers, right? Yes, that's their name, right?
I like Dayton.
You like Dayton?
Huh?
You like Dayton?
Yeah, I like Dayton in that one. I do like Dayton in that one.
I won some bets also with Dayton this year. You know, it's as I venture more into, thanks to you guys, into NCAA this season, there was some teams that I'm betting on. I'm like, I would never thought of bet a day in my life. You know what I mean? So it's like,
and they were actually, we need to check this stat because I was actually wrong, man. Actually, 7 seeds have won 6 of the 8 meetings in the past 2 years. So it hadn't been a lot of 10. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I've been picking 10 seeds and been losing, man.
Yeah, man. We got to change the script here. So Arizona, no doubt.
Oh right. Yeah. That's I don't think they're going to drop the ball 2 years in a row to a 15 seed. Boy, that'd be epic, wouldn't it? Long Beach State though. Cool story, man. That coach, he actually got, he's been there since 2007-08, and they mutually agreed to part ways last Monday before the conference tournament started and all that. They're like, okay, man, the end of the season, we're going to, go a different direction. They announced it and all that stuff. Well, then they wind up making a run through that conference tournament, man. They win that conference tournament for that man, extend that career a little bit longer. I don't know how old he is, if he's going to go on somewhere else, if it's going to be it. But he's been there for, 17 years now?
Yeah,
gave lots of that school, that university, and they're very appreciative of it. I'm sure he is appreciative of them. But that was a cool story to see that. They tell that man, you ain't going to be back next year. And then this guy said, well, let's go dancing one time before we get out of here.
Yeah, man. Look, that's where you got to hear probably. That's the top storyline of this particular.
I thought it was cool, man. But I think it's I think they're going to get beat by 25 by Arizona.
Yeah. Hey, Tennessee, bro, no doubt, right? We're not even going to talk about this right here, man. Your Vols should be able to take handle.
Man, it should be. The Vols should win that one by 32. Yeah. Yeah, but I hated that they ran up against that. Well, I guess I hate that the St. Peter's Peacocks had to run up against my Vols because I love rooting for the Peacocks, bro. I made money on the Peacocks this year. I made a little bit on them when they made their run a couple years ago. I hate rooting against them, but. I don't want to see them get an upset this year, man. I want to see them go into the house.
That's what the tournament does, man. that's what the tournament does, man. They pair these lineups that you don't, you know, these matchups that you don't want to see because you are a fan of both teams, right?
Yeah.
You don't want them to get out in the first round. But hey, that's the beautiful thing about March Madness.
Hey, if this game was at like, you see that 920 tip out on that? If this game was at like 120, I'd be like, oh, be careful.
Well, yeah.
We do not play well in those daytime games. That's, we shit the bed there all the time. But the fact's at 920, I'm even more hype about it. Bet the balls. They're going to win by 30, buddy.
All right. Texas and whoever, you know, makes it, UVA or CSU, Colorado State University.
Should be Virginia, but I mean, they're appalling on the offensive, with the offensive side of the basketball. So I don't know. Bet the under in that Colorado State game, probably.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Texas.
Either way, I think I like Texas to win that game.
I love Creighton because I betted on Creighton a few times this year. And also, I think I won most of them.
Golly, Akron. Did you see how Akron got in this thing?
Yeah, man. No, actually.
Oh, my God. That Long Beach. I mean, they were playing Kent State. And, the dude, Kent State goes up by one, like 61-60 with, I think, 6 or 7 seconds left. Mm-hmm. And this dude on Kent State just has a total brain fart, man. And they throw the ball in, and he fouls the dude.
Oh, shit.
And they're up by one. He fouls the dude with, like, 4 seconds left. Like, just out of nowhere. All he had to do was, like, let the dude run down out of control, throw up a crazy shot. You win. You're going to the tournament. And he just it totally looked like he was bought off.
Oh, get out. You think it was paid off? You think it was?
No, I don't think so. Because he looked like he was pretty devastated. But, I mean, I don't know how he was the only person that entire arena that was – didn't know what was going on. It blows my mind. He ran up and fouled that guy. I guess he thought they were down by one, and he had to foul him. No, you were up by one, bro. You just tipped it in, and that dude made both the free throws, obviously, and Kent State threw up some crazy shot at the end. But, yeah, that's how Akron even got in. So,
wow. I think the Magic's going to end there. I think Creighton I think it's a good team this year.
Creighton should handle it. They should. Also been an inconsistent squad, though.
Yeah, they have. I like Oregon, man. On the 11th seed, what do you think of Oregon 11th, upsetting number six?
I think South Carolina's making a run, man. I'm worried. I think South Carolina's. I think it might be a Vol South Carolina Sweet 16. I'm worried about it. I think South Carolina might get that upset.
Yeah. All right.
We've split with them. We played them twice. They beat us in Knoxville. Yep. We beat them down in South Carolina. So we were 1-1 this year, and it was a close game. Hmm. And we wound up stretching out at the end there. We kind of handled business down there, but we expected that because they'd already beat us. They were the only team that. Them in Kentucky, actually. We lost Kentucky last game of the regular season. But only two games we lost at home this year. So, South Carolina, it would be a big-time matchup, and they know how to beat us.
Okay.
And Oregon, I think, is just kind of – I think they shot their wad. They had to play a lot of basketball last week in that tournament to win that thing.
That's true. Samford and Kansas. I've actually seen chatter around and people actually picking Samford because not a lot of people are very confident in this Kansas team this year.
It's going to be a popular pick for Kansas to get upset. Uh-huh. As bad as they looked in the Big 12 tournament, get beat by 20 against Cincinnati. But Hunter Dickinson, one of their top players, then McCullers, one of their other top players, both sitting out the Big 12 tournament with injuries, should be back in time to play this game on, I believe, what is that, Friday? Maybe Thursday or Friday, whenever.
Yep.
But either way, should be back in that thing. So they were basically playing with the JV squad, which you still think would be able to be a bad Cincinnati team. But I think a lot of people are going to be popular with Samford. I think Kansas might drill him, man.
Okay. Gonzaga, no-brainer with McNeese.
McNeese, man, watch out for that McNeese State team. Yeah. Well, watch out for that McNeese State team. That is a good squad, man. They won 30 basketball games this year, 30-3. And Gonzaga, not the best Gonzaga team Mark Few has had. I actually like this 12 seed. This is one that I can see. I know Mark Few and them know how to play in March, but there was just a couple weeks ago when they were not even sure we were going to see them in the tournament bracket because – they needed a good little run down the stretch. They'd have a win over that Kentucky team on the road there. But Gonzaga, not one of his better teams right here. And I could see this McNeese team.
Okay.
A lot of experience, 30 wins. I like that one.
Okay. So you think McNeese might have the upset?
I like the 2-12 seeds I like is McNeese and the one we're going to get to here in a minute.
I mean, you actually like Samford too, man. That's a possibility that you got a 12 and a 13. You convinced me. I'm going to go with McNeese.
You'd be surprised how often you see them 12-13 matchups in the second round, man.
I know, man. Utah State and TCU 8-9. I like TCU, bro. I see TCU play a lot this year.
I think TCU is going to beat Purdue.
Wow. And the Elite 32, right?
I do, man. I do. I think they're going to beat Purdue in the second round. I think TCU is Sweet 16 bound.
Wow. Wow, man. All right. Let's dust this off before we go now to the Elite 32 here. Let's go to the South region. Houston and Longwood, no doubt, right?
That's a good basketball team in Houston.
Yeah, Houston looked there. Next matchup, what do we have here? We have Nebraska and Texas A&M. I think Nebraska should pull this one off.
Right? I like Nebraska, man. K-State Tominaga. Man, yeah. Little Japanese Steph Curry, yeah. Bro. That guy can play some.
No, I know. I see it. That boy can shoot, man.
Quick release, man. Shoots from the parking lot, bro. Yeah. I like that guy. I like this Nebraska team.
James Madison in Wisconsin. This is interesting.
Love James Madison, man.
Me too, man. I was going to tell
James Madison.
This I like Wisconsin, too. I mean, Wisconsin actually, you know, they
here's the thing. Wisconsin made a good run to that Big Ten tournament. Yeah. Also played, four games in four days. But before that run, man, they were won three of their last 11 games. So 3-8 in the last 11. Yeah. We're not playing great basketball. Did kind of get it together in the Big Ten tournament. But one other team I think kind of shot their wad last week, man. I like this James Madison team. Also over 30 wins this year. I think 31.
I like James Madison.
Won their conference. I like that. That is my favorite 12 seed over a five is James Madison over Wisconsin.
Yeah, I like James Madison too because it goes the trend that I actually won a bet or two probably with James Madison this year because, like you said, man, that they won a lot of games. They cover the spread well. I mean, and actually the few parlays that I play with college basketball because I like when I parlay college basketball, I go money line, man. You know what I mean? It's a pain in the ass to do or over and unders. It is a pain in the ass to do like a two or three leg parlay with like spreads because it almost never hit. It's like the money line, bro. You know, get yourself, don't get greedy. Get yourself a plus 2.5 or 250. You know what I mean? With some money lines here. And Madison was one of those teams that it was a lot of some of those. You know what I mean? Some of them were lost. So Duke of Vermont, man. I'm a huge Duke fan, but I just don't see it this year, man. I think you never know. Duke is in the position where they're not favorite, right? I think they were gracious with a fourth seed. What do you think? They probably should have gotten a lower seed.
I don't know. Overall body of work this year, I'm okay with Duke being where they're at. You know, a lot of that time was spent thinking they were going to be about a three seed, probably. Yeah. I think a lot of people, it's going to be a popular pick to have Vermont. It's always a good experience for Vermont team. They've been in the tournament 4 years in a row now, so they've got experience in these games and stuff. But Duke's got a lot of talent, man. Yeah. They lost their first round game. Do note that, y'all. Teams that lost their first round game, their first game in their conference tournament, teams that lost that game have never gone on to win a national championship. So your teams like Tennessee, Duke, Creighton, Kentucky, all those teams, in the situation they're in, no team has ever won a national championship like that. It just simply makes it usually a much tougher road because you usually follow a seed line. Mm-hmm. But that Duke team, I think, is going to be a popular upset pick. And I think Duke's actually getting to the Sweet 16 to face Houston in this thing.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that happening. I hope so. I mean, and next year they got the number one player, right? Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not time to hit the panic button in Durham just yet.
Yep. Texas Tech, NC State, man. Call me wild, but I think I like NC State.
No, I think they definitely shot their wad, man. I like Texas Tech. That's a solid team. Played in a good conference. NC State's had a good season. Made a great run to win that ACC tournament there, beating North Carolina. But once again, I think they played five games. In five days. I think they had to come from the first round, run all the way through that. It's just a lot of basketball, man. You don't have the depth. Texas Tech's got some depth. I think they're a good squad.
Okay. Kentucky, no doubt, right? That should not be.
I think so. A lot of people are trying to like Oakland right there. I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I think Kentucky's making a run, man.
Florida made it all the way to the SEC championship game against whoever, you know, what is it, Boise State or Colorado? I think Florida should be able to handle any of these two, man. What do you think?
I like the win. I think Colorado will defeat Boise State in the playing game. I like Colorado to go on and defeat Florida as well.
Okay.
Florida lost their big man the other day. Broke his leg.
Oh, man. That's right. I forgot about that guy.
3 minutes into that game or something. Pretty nasty deal. Shout out to him. You know, good vibes his way. Hope for a speedy recovery. That was a pretty nasty deal there. But I think without that guy, you really saw a lot of that offense struggle. They can shoot it now. They can score, but I think taking him out of that lineup will create some mismatch problems in spots.
You saw the difference when he went out of the lineup, man. That game just got out of hand. You know what I mean? They made a little bit of a run, but then they couldn't hit the three. And then they lost to oh, my God, I forget who the hell they were playing. But I know they went down by, like, all of a sudden, they went down by, like, 15 or 20. You know what I mean?
Auburn. Yeah, and this Colorado team's been playing good basketball. I know they lost to Oregon the other night in the Pac-12 championship team. You got Oregon getting a hot right there, but Colorado had been playing well. Just defeated that Oregon team just a week or so before. So I like that Colorado team. I think they will make a little run, at least get a couple wins because they're in that play-in game.
Marquette, no doubt, in Western Kentucky. Let's not even waste our time there. Let's just go straight to the – let's go to the round of 32 here, and let's stay in the South and work our way over. Houston and Nebraska, man. Tough Nebraska team, but I think Houston should be able to handle Nebraska. What do you think? I think Houston had one of those seasons.
Yeah, Houston got their dose of reality the other day in the Big 12 championship game, losing by 28 points. Third largest loss ever by an AP number one team.
Okay, that's true. Duke and James Madison, I'm going to go with you here. Like I said, I'm not high on Duke, but usually the years I'm not high on Duke is when they do they exceed my expectations. So I think whether it's Wisconsin or James Madison in the second round, I think Duke should be able to get to the Sweet 16, right? You're good with that as well.
I agree, sir. I think a lot of people are going to short the Dukies, and I think they will make a run to the Sweet 16.
Texas and Kentucky, man. What do you think? Because I know you like this Texas Tech team, and I don't know why people were picking Oakland a lot of Kentucky.
But I do like this one. I'll tell you what, bet the over in this damn game.
Okay.
But I think that Kentucky's – I really do feel like they're going to make a little run here. Mm-hmm. And I think Kentucky might be making an Elite Eight run.
Okay. Marquette, no doubt here.
Yeah, I like Marquette. I think it's where Colorado's run. And I like Marquette. I am anxious to see if Tyler Colic can play him. I think it's looking like he's going to be able to, but, I mean, how healthy is he going to be? How much chemistry they're going to have? So Marquette's not just going to cruise through those first two rounds, but I think whether he's playing or not, they get to Kentucky, I think it'll end.
I got you. Let's go down to the next round here. Let's go to – here we go. So you honestly think Purdue is going to lose to TCU?
I do. I will be taking that pick in my bracket. I like TCU. If you like Purdue, man, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people –
look, here's the thing. I'm not a fan – so everybody's high on Edney. Right. And I watch enough basketball.
Edie. Zach
Edie, whatever. Yeah. Say Edney used to play for, I was a point guard back in the day.
Yeah.
Edie's just going to be another guy that's going to be a bench player, bro. You know, there's no lateral movement with this
guy. I'm not sold. And I'm so like, they're going to give that guy the player of the year in college basketball this year. And it's not even a homer pick.
No, this is me.
I'm a Tennessee ball fan. You see all the power tees and stuff. Mm-hmm. Love my balls. The player of the year in college basketball this year is Dalton Knecht. Period. No. That's all there's. Dalton Knecht, you don't think so? How you say that, man? You said, what do you have? 8 straight games where he scored 32 points or something? Man, that man is should be the player. Yes, he had a bad game the other day. But the overall body of work, Zach Edey should have 45 points and 25 rebounds every time he steps on the floor, man. He just, I'm telling you, in the NBA, I don't know if you'll see that guy in the league for more than 3 or 4 years.
No. And he's not. So, again, he's a center that probably would have had a decent career, not a great career back in the 90s. You know what I mean? So
who had a better complete season than Dalton Knecht?
That's true, man. I like that kid, bro.
He's a player, bro. That guy is the best right now in college basketball. That will be best at the next level.
He's JJ Redick. Like, you know what I mean? When JJ was a Duke.
He's 6'6", man.
He's 6'6", exactly. But I'm talking about that killer instinct, bro. Like, everybody hates him. You know what I mean? Because
I like it too, man. I like his story and everything. And that's what, you know, they were talking about the other day when Rick Barnes went to recruit him.
Yeah.
You know, one of the big things, but he said, Rick Barnes told him, he said, I will make you a better defensive player and I will get you to the NBA. You got the offense. You can score. You can shoot it. You can get rides above the rim. He said, but I will make you a better defensive player and I'll get you to the NBA if you come to Tennessee. He said, I'm on my way, coach.
That's it. You convinced me, bro. Let's go with TCU. Let's fucking go with TCU.
now, do remember this now. There's only been one other time last year, Purdue, as a one seed, was defeated by Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yep.
The only other time that's happened was Virginia, UMBC, a few years ago. Well, the next year, Virginia did go on to run through that tournament, win the national championship. So we've only got, I know it's the smallest body of work in just one time, but the only time it did happen, the team that lost the year before to a 16 did go on to win the national championship next year.
Hey, man, F it, bro. If TCU makes it, TCU is going to beat them. That's it, bro.
I think so, man. I like it.
Kansas, you know, McNeese is a nice story if they upset the Zogs here, but I think Kansas should be able to handle McNeese. What do you think?
They should be able to, man, but that'll be an interesting game. I hope that matchup happens because I'm anxious to see it, but I think Kansas should handle that.
Okay. All right. Here we go, man. Then we got here South Carolina and Creighton. I think this is a – this is interesting, man, because you're pretty high on South Carolina, right?
I am high on South Carolina in this one, man, but I do want to, I have to take a step back and look. That's a good Creighton team when they're on.
Yeah.
But where is that game being played? Do we know that?
I have no idea.
Y'all look at these locations, man.
Yep.
And I know we can't do it right now, but
they are. Let me see. Does it say here? No, not really.
But look at the locations of these games, too, y'all. See who's going to travel better, what fan base is going to be better. Look at these smaller teams that are going to be playing within a couple hours of campus against maybe a bigger conference school that's had to travel across the country or something.
Yeah. I don't know where they're playing.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all I know. Usually they put it on the bracket, but you're right. I have no idea. I have to go look up.
I know Duke
is playing in Brooklyn. I know Duke and everybody else, your mother, they're all playing in Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You take what you want to right there. Like I said, I'm pretty high on this.
I'm going to go with Creighton. I think
you go with what you want to go with, sir.
And I got to go with your Bulls because I like your boy Kinect. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to show him who the real UT is, man.
Yeah, man. I like right here this dude. Yeah, the real player of the year here. Let's go with your boy here at number two.
That's right.
All right. Let's go to Arizona and Dayton. I think as much as I like the Flyers, I think Dayton should be able to grab that. What do you think? I mean, Arizona should be able to
take that. Yeah, I like Arizona right there. I think they're going to get right at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Baylor over
– I like Baylor. Good run for New Mexico State. Good season, yep, man. I like that Baylor team.
Okay. I like that Baylor team as well. I'm telling you, everybody has New Mexico. Like, I've seen a few brackets from like some of these sites, man, and they dig New Mexico for whatever reason. St. Mary's over Charleston.
Yeah,
I think the
I like St. Mary's there. I do.
And I mean, North Carolina, number one seed. Honestly, some people thought that, you know, maybe they shouldn't gotten number one seed, but I think they should be able to beat Mississippi.
They should. It wouldn't blow my mind to see Mississippi State beat them right there, mm-hmm, or Michigan State. Either team that wins that Mississippi State Michigan State game, whoever wins that, it wouldn't surprise me to see them get knocked on right there. But I think Tar Heels will be polished up really well. I like RJ Davis.
Okay. Yep. Washington State and Iowa State. What do you like here? Because I know this is probably intriguing to you.
It is, man. But I like this Iowa State team. They got elite defense. Really do. They were undefeated at home this year. They are the Big 12 champions. Just beat that Houston team. It's number one seed in the South. Just beat them by 28 on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day it was. But they just defeated them by 28 points, man. Really smacked them in the mouth. Mm-hmm. And I like this Iowa State team. They're good.
It's like, what is it with the Iowa teams in football and basketball, bro? They just play tough defense, man.
Yeah, you know, man. I mean? Gritty bunch of corn-fed boys.
Yeah, those boys hit hard, man. They lack for speed. They lack for toughness. I mean, they have in toughness. They gain in toughness. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
I think Illinois should be handled Duquesne.
Yeah. Duquesne, good run, man. For like I said, it's a good run if they don't win another basketball game this year. First time in 47 years.
I think so. Definitely next one over here. I think we no doubt about Auburn. They should be able to hit that. I think
Auburn. Yeah, a little Alabama matchup there.
Alabama matchup here, man. Then you got Northwestern and Stetson, man. We got two upsets.
Stetson, you need UConn, man. I don't know why you clicked on Stetson.
Oh, my bad, bro. What the fuck?
Whoa, my man's going bold here.
No, my bad.
Boy, don't you know Northwestern be grinning ear to ear? They had this year-round matchup with Stetson.
We got UConn there. There's no doubt about it, right?
We do got the Huskies.
All right, so might as well let's stay here on the Sweet 16 on the and the East Division. Bracket. UConn and Auburn, man. You think Danny Hurley still has that love, man? I mean, I know he got a little criticism there at the end.
It's really hard to go back to back, man. This is a good hungry Auburn team.
It's a good Auburn team, man.
I love Bruce Pearl, man. Former Vol. Love Bruce Pearl. Anytime I root against Bruce Pearl is when he's playing my Vols, man. And I think this is a good Auburn team. Like I said, last time they won the SEC tournament, 2019, they went on that season to make a run to the Final Four. I think they're doing it again, bro. I think they beat UConn.
I'm going to go with you on this one. I think Danny Hurley run is a one in a while, as much as I like Danny. You know what I'm saying? So,
Yep.
I think Iowa runs ends here.
You do? You like Illinois? Okay.
I like Illinois.
Good Illinois team.
I bet a lot on Illinois, so I know you like Iowa.
You take them. I like Iowa State, and I'm going to be torn on who I take in that Auburn-Iowa State matchup. I'm not sure who I like more there. Both of them coming off conference championships, so – somebody's going to be beat for the first time in a while in that game, I think, if we get to see it.
What are the odds in the South Carolina St. Mary's team that St. Mary pulls it off? I would not be surprised.
It wouldn't blow my mind, but.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with Carolina.
I think we're going to go with the athletes in this one, man.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man.
Carolina's got a lot of talent, man. A lot of really, really above the rim guys. A lot of shooters. Yeah. That Carolina team, they're good. They're good. They've been here before, too.
Yeah, no, they have. They have. I mean, yeah, you got to count. You got to count the grit, man. Hubert Davis, you know, Nick, great shooter here. Baylor in Arizona.
I think Arizona, man. My initial thought, me and Steps filled out one initial thought live reaction last night. I think I thought Baylor, but I think Arizona actually is your Final Four team out of this bracket.
I think so, too. Let's go here. Let's go back to Arizona. All right, let's go back here. Hey, man, I got your Vols again, bro. You got your Vols beating Creighton. What do you think?
I think we would match up well with that Creighton team. The defense, the length we have, if we can get that matchup, get through Texas. I think those first round matchups, I think a team that could give us the most trouble would be that 7-seed Texas team, just due to the athleticism and length that they have. Now, Creighton, if they get hot and shoot the lights out like they do,
you
know, give anybody trouble. But I think our length and defense would give them problems. We'll see. Maybe.
You know, And for some, and you know, the good thing about it is I think I've seen people picking Creighton on other brackets that I've seen. Everybody likes Creighton getting down to like the final freaking, like the Elite Eight, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like
a lot of people like Creighton, man.
They like Creighton.
Once again, one of them teams lost their first conference game.
True. That's true. Kansas, TCU. Hey, what do you think?
I think that this would be a rematch. Both these teams played twice this year. We'd have to look back. Let me look back and see if I can find out what that
TCU would be like the one remaining Cinderella team if this is the plays out this way.
They would. I think Kansas would get them in. I think that they by that time, I think Kansas would be kind of if Kansas makes it to that point.
Yep.
I think they're probably clicking pretty well at the, you know, they've kind of got found something in the rhythm offensively. And if all those guys are healthy, you got to remember Kansas was the preseason number one. So, you know, if all those guys are healthy and playing well together, then they'll make a run. And I think when they run into Tennessee, Tennessee may be the one. Tennessee should. Tennessee's a better team, but, you know, that's why they play the game.
Okay. Okay. All right. Next one here, we got, so we got Kansas and TCU. So we got Kansas going. Let's go back here now to the South. I mean, where are we at? No, this is the South. Duke and Houston. I think Duke stops. The run stops here. They face Houston. Houston is that good in my book. What do you think?
I think the run stops there, sir. I think Houston gets it done. It's a good Houston team.
Houston, good Houston team. They haven't had this good of a team in a while.
Like I said, they got their dose of reality the other day.
Mm-hmm. Marquette and Kentucky. Marquette is such a fucking scrappy bunch, man. But
they are a scrappy bunch, and you can't count Kentucky out. But I think I'd take Marquette in this one.
Okay, I'll lean that way. This is you get to this point, it's so 50-50, man. You know what I mean? Because like anybody can win. You know what I'm saying?
Right, man. It's,
all right, let's see.
What's funny is we think we decipher all these matchups, and the matchup winds up not even happening.
That's true. All right, let's get back here because we are right now Kansas and Tennessee, brother.
We, if I'm not mistaken, I think we played earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And
I think Kansas, you guys match up well, favorably, favor.
We would definitely match up well. I'm trying to remember. We played Kansas. We played them the last couple of years. We used to play in those preseason tournaments. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look back and check this real quick and see what the score was. But I think the Vols should handle that one.
Okay.
You know, playing at that point in time, the defense and stuff, like I said. Kansas had some struggles there, but both those teams, if they get to that point right there, they're both going to be playing really well, and both got elite talent. Both got 4 or 5-star talent all over the place, man. So that'd be a good game. It'd be a good one to watch, man.
Everybody's probably going to have Carolina going to the Final Four. I'm not that guy.
I think Carolina could lose in the second round. They may not make past the first weekend, man.
Yep. I think Arizona, if they get to that point, should absolutely take down North Carolina or whoever. I think Arizona's that deep.
We did play Kansas earlier this year in November, one of those preseason tournaments. They did beat us. That's when they were ranked number one, but they did beat us 69-60.
Okay.
We went through a stretch where we played Purdue, Kansas, and North Carolina in back-to-back-to-back games.
Okay.
Think about that, bro.
Uh-huh.
We played two number one seeds.
We
thought was going to be a number, and we played Illinois. We defeated Illinois a couple games after that. We had a crazy schedule.
You guys had a real, and I think you're battle tested.
We're definitely battle. That's why I was so mad the other day, dude. After the way we played against Mississippi State, we had an off day. Kudos to Mississippi State, a great game plan.
Yep,
executed perfection. But I was fired up. They got me on a little rant on the morning show, man. Will's always clipping me out and stuff on those. But we have played a lot of really good teams this year, and won a lot more than we've lost. So we are definitely battle tested, a team that could make a run through this thing.
And you do have the player that can get hot at any time. You know how it is. You can get that player that can just carry a team. And you guys just don't rely on one player. You got a really good defense.
Well, and that's what was so alarming and ticked me off the other day is that Connect was struggling. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see anybody in orange the other day was comfortable with the ball in their hands. Now, I think that maybe that could be what you needed. Maybe you've been sitting there. You got the few extra days of practice. And Rick Barnes, you know, man, that man does not take it, you know, the lack of effort and stuff, that's not what they got beat at their own game the other day. Mississippi State, that's what we pride ourselves on. The, you know, gritty, winning the 50-50 balls, playing good defense, all that stuff. And they beat us at our own game the other day. And I'm sure Rick Barnes has been reminding those guys of that all week long. And they should be fired up, ready to go.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, I like Tennessee all year long. I'm a, For some reason, I like Tennessee. When it came to basketball, Matt was like Tennessee throughout the years. It's one of those things. And I'm
we're a fun bunch, man. Yeah, like I said, we were a lot of fun when Bruce Pearl was there.
Yep,
and then we were fortunate enough to get Rick Barnes coming in at leaving Texas. People got to remember that. We get that Texas matchup in the first round. That's Rick Barnes' old school, man.
You guys develop a lot of NBA players, right? But not like the superstars and stuff like that, but you develop Grant a lot
Williams
of players. Guys like that. You guys get a lot of players that play 10 and 12 years who have a huge role in the team, right? You know what I mean? So it's like you guys develop a lot of players.
A lot of team players, man. They know how to play defensive basketball. Yep. They can play for 94 feet, man.
Yep, exactly. They play defensive ball. They're on the ball kind of guys. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to defenders. Yeah. And then nowadays you got guys that like Grant Williams, he hits a three as well. So it's, you know.
Yeah, man.
You develop some good pros, man. You do. I think Tennessee does.
It's a good program, man. It's had Rick Barnes. It will be better when Rick Barnes finally does decide to step down and retire. Mm-hmm. And so the program will be in better shape than when he got there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Auburn. I like Auburn of Illinois right here, man. That's where my Illinois stories ends.
Yeah, I agree, sir. I think that Auburn team's going to make a little run in this thing.
And look, my number one seed making it over here, it's going to be Houston.
I agree.
To the Final Four.
I agree.
I think Houston is that number one seed. That's going to be the team to beat.
You know, it's so funny. Everybody did. We do this every year. Last year, we had two five seeds, a four seed, and a nine.
I know. That's wild, man. And every year, as much as you want to have a five or a six in there, bro, it just never pans out that way when you're picking these things, right? Mm-hmm. There's always going to be – and I always have this. I always have a one, a two, or two ones, and a two, and maybe a three or four. It just – oh, come on, man.
I think I'm going to start filling out a bracket every year where all the favorites win just in case.
Right? Is that a bad idea? Not a bad idea to throw a five on it. You know what I mean? And just leave it there. Here we go. Auburn and Arizona. This Auburn team is nice, man. But Arizona is also really good too. Who do you got here? I'll let you take this pick, man, because I'm undecided. My heart says Auburn, but everybody's like saying pick Arizona.
And in this game, everybody would probably tell you bet the over, man. I think you probably bet the under in this game. And I think that Auburn would get this one, man. I think Auburn's defense has gotten a lot better the second half of the season. And these big time matchups like this, you saw them really clamp down on Florida the other day.
Yep.
And, you know, I think this Auburn team is getting right at the right time.
Okay.
And so I think I could see them being able to clamp down in Arizona and kind of come to an end for the Wildcats.
Okay.
Sorry, AJ.
And I know you like, I know you got to pick Tennessee in your place.
I like the ball. I don't know. I haven't decided for sure. And the one that, you know, and I'll have a couple different brackets. We got three different contests. I'll fill them out, and I will have one where, God willing, the ball win the national championship. But in this game right here, I think this would be a real tough matchup for Tennessee. Yeah. And Houston is the type of team that would give Tennessee problems.
I got Houston not winning at all. How many points will be scoring this game? This game would be probably a low scoring game because Auburn plays really good defense, right? So does Houston. What do you think?
I could see. It's kind of funny, man. It's backwards as hell. One I could see them scoring some points in.
Really?
You know, you would think that they would score against Arizona and then they would not score as many in this Houston.
Yeah.
But in these Houston games where they do play other teams, both these teams can score at a high level, man, if they get to rolling right there. And this is one I can see coming out, everybody being hyped for the national championship, and just be kind of a shootout. They just start firing away right off the bat, shooting threes, and the other team that gets down has got to catch up. And they just kind of go back and forth for 40 minutes right there. And I can see them scoring 170 in that one, man.
Wow. I was going to say over 150.
Let's pick a final score. Let's say I see in Houston, this one in Houston.
That would be like 87 to like 90.
That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking like 87, 81 or something.
Wow, man. That's a lot. All right. You know what? Hey, I'll meet you in the middle. 85. All right. 85 to 78.
That'd be
163. Let's do that then.
All right. I like it, man. That sounds like pretty good. That's probably right where the total will be set up.
Yeah, man. There we go, man. Hey, I'm going to bet
that one way lower, man. That might be one. We'll watch it. We'll see. If we get that matchup, we'll keep an eye on that.
All right. Well, listen, this is the Sports Pick Local Bracket, man. I'm about to submit this, baby. I think I might be the first one to submit one. So I think
I haven't filled mine out yet, man. I plan on doing all that tomorrow. I'm a deep dive tomorrow. Today I had to get all those links out and all that stuff, do shows and everything, man. So I'm going to get all that filled out tomorrow.
That's right, baby. One more time, Cricket. Let them know about everything you got going on, all right? Tell them about the brackets again, where they could find you and stuff like that. So, like, go ahead and join because you got some really good stuff.
All right. All right. Yeah, man, we got several different contests going right now. You can find me over on Twitter at Cricket1414. Cricket is spelled with two T's. I've got all this stuff posted there. It's also posted over at sportspicks.locals.com. We've got three different contests going on. We've got one for four sports picks, giving away a free lifetime membership to the winner. It's pretty good value, y'all. About $450 a year for a subscription, and it's going to be a free lifetime membership for the winner, and that one free to enter. For the Sports Morning Espresso Shot, our morning show with my guy Will over on the Game On channel, we also have one that is free to enter. We'll be giving away $100 to the winner. And then we have one for our show, Smoke the Spread, on That Damn Sports Network that is also free to enter. It's a runyourpool.com bracket, but that's, well, we don't know what the prize is going to be yet. We're going to have to talk to them. We'll see. Get that figured out. But got all the links posted at sportspicks.locals.com and over on my X. So come check those out, man. Enter them. Free to enter. Can't win if you don't play. You got nothing to lose. Jump in there, man.
And as soon as we're done here, which got me done here shortly, I am going to put all on this in the description of this particular episode. So, yo, check. If you didn't watch this, you're gonna see it on Twitter. You're going to see it on YouTube, Rumble. Go to the description in about like 5 minutes, and you're going to have every single link to every single of the tournaments that my man Cricket here, it is throwing out there, baby. Listen, free money. All right. Everybody else, you got to pay for it, man. You know, when you're playing for fun. Because remember, this is not an exact science, man. You know what I mean? It's throwing darts most of the time. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Because the tournament is for fun, man. You know, the tournament is there to like break people's heart, right? And at the same time, give you a heart attack too. So, but it's a fun time. It's a really fun time. It's an adrenaline rush every time you do one of these brackets.
Absolutely, bro. I love it, man. You get people that are gambling on this stuff. You know, fill out a bracket that don't watch sports all year long, man. It's what makes it fun, man. One of the most bet on events in the world, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's crazy. It's funny. Right before we leave, I went to Vegas twice around this time of year, back in the day when I was single.
And that'd be cool.
And I actually 1 year in New, when I lived in New York, and then my second year here, and I lived in South Florida. Sports betting was not legal anywhere, but when you went to Vegas, you hit one of the bars, and you had all these fucking screens, and you had your card, you know, and I would pay like $5 on every game, you know, whatever games you pick, like 10 games in the first round. You're drinking, you're hitting the slots because all, you know, and it was, dude, you spend, it was great. It was, the par was, it was popping, you know, you were like, you were at the casino gambling too. And whatever you were doing, you
we love that, bro, this,
man. Oh, the good old days that I could never go back to because my wife would not allow me to do that.
I have never been in Vegas during March Madness. My boy Buku went a couple years ago out there, man. That's what he said. He's great. They're actually going over to Memphis to watch a couple of the games
this
weekend, man. So yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That's nice. Well, Cricket, we appreciate you, my brother. Thank you again for joining, my man. We'll definitely be here next week. Catch some NFL, speak some more NBA, and most likely we're gonna be reacting to the first few rounds of March Madness. So, hey, it is what it is. Thank you, everybody, for watching. I appreciate you all. Hit that follow button and hit that like button. Subscriptions, all that shit. All right, I actually went over 1,000 followers and 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So.
Big time, bro.
It's not big time yet, but hey, it's better than before. Yeah, right? I gotta get your level in Rumble. You know what I mean?
That's you're grinding, man. We just been grinding, man. We do the consistency. We're there every day, and we've been growing that thing, so it's working out. We've been fortunate, man. We got a good group of followers.
It is what it is, baby. This is your boy E-Man and your boy Cricket. Peace out. See you next week. Yo.